Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Join your host, Sandra Flack.
Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. That is Proverbs 31, verse 8. This is Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. I'm your host, Sandra Flack, and joining us today from Utah is Amy King, founder and director of For the Orphan Network and the Orphan Sunday coordinator for the state of Utah. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thanks, Sandra. Thanks for having me so much. It's a privilege to just get to spend a few minutes with you and talk to you today.
Oh, it's a privilege and an honor for me, too. Follow you on social media. We run kind of in some of the same circles there, so it's great to be able to have this conversation with you about these things that are near and dear to our heart. So
We'll actually have to meet someday.
yes. CAFO next year, right?
That's right.
So, Amy, you're a single woman, not a foster or adoptive parent, at least not yet anyway. What led
that's
you?
That's the key, not yet.
Not yet, that's right. We'll speak out in faith there. What led you to this work of advocating for vulnerable children?
I can remember being pretty little and just having a heart for kids who needed homes. I just remember thinking, even as a little girl, I'm just going to adopt all of my kids someday, but never really went any further than that. And it certainly, over the years, I never really gave any thought to making a career out of being, an advocate for children or that it would be something that I would be doing full time. But I actually did end up in full time ministry. And I was on a staff at a church back in Michigan where I'm from. And it was around 2002 at this time, and God just began to lay orphans in general on my heart, not just, the adoption stuff. But and at the time, I really had no clue to what even the orphan crisis looked like. So I just got online and started doing some research, and I found out that at that time, I think it was 149 million orphans. That was the statistic, of how many orphans there were worldwide. And I just remember reading that statistic and being super overwhelmed by it. I just remember thinking, oh my gosh, I am just one really average person. There's nothing that I can do to even put a dent into that number. So it just really paralyzed me, reading the things that I was reading. And so I just really didn't do anything about it for a while. About a year later, after this had kind of started to kind of grow in me, it was 2003, I actually moved from Michigan to Salt Lake City, Utah, with a group of about 30 people from my church to plant a church here. And for anyone who's ever been a part of a church plant, especially one where you actually move across the country, it's pretty all-consuming. So for a few years, the church plant just kind of really took my focus, but once we moved here and launched in 2004, the church was up and running, this pull towards orphan care really resurfaced in my heart, and then specifically, for whatever reason at that time, God was also really laying the country of Russia on my heart. I have no idea why, still to this day. I've never been there, but it was just a really strong pull, and so I started back doing more research, as I had been doing before, and then specifically, finding out more information about Russia and their orphan crisis. And it just began to consume my thoughts to the point where I would just literally lay awake all night sometimes thinking about these kids and really just asking God, God, what do you want from me? I really wanted him to give me a roadmap. Of him to outline exactly what it was. I was willing to do anything. I was like, do you want me to move to Russia? What do you want me to do? Just tell me. But I really wasn't getting anything super concrete from him. But around that time, I had wandered into our local Christian bookstore here in Salt Lake, and I was just kind of, perusing through the books and this title of one of the books jumped out at me. It was called Feel for the Fatherless. And I pulled it off the shelf and started reading it, and I found that it was a book all about caring for orphans. And at that time, I don't think I had ever even looked into seeing if there was a book on the topic. You know, everything I was reading was just kind of online stuff. So this was like finding gold, you know, for me. And the crazy thing was that the author was not only talking about caring for orphans, but his ministry at the time was concentrated on caring for orphans in Russia. So I was just, you know, I think I was crying literally in the middle of the bookstore reading this book, because just everything he was talking about was what I had been feeling. And honestly, I kind of been feeling really alone, you know, in it all, not knowing what I was supposed to do. So I immediately, you know, I bought the book and I just thought, I've got to talk to this guy. So I flipped to the back of the book and I saw that the author's name was a guy named Tom Davis, who at the time worked for a ministry called Children's Hope Chest. So I found Children's Hope Chest online and just called them up and asked to talk to Tom. I'm kind of bold that way. I do stuff like that. And we talked for about an hour, and he had already been planning a trip to Russia that fall where he was going to take people with him who were interested in the ministry. And I just knew that that was my next step, you know, in this roadmap that I was looking for. I wanted a bigger picture, but at the time that I felt like that was just, it was like, just go to Russia and see these kids that, you know, you've been laying awake at night and thinking about. And so I ended up on a 2-week trip with Tom and a few others. It was fall of, 2005. And we traveled through about 3 different regions of Russia and just went from one orphanage to the next, to the next. And the best way for me to explain what happened on that trip was that God just completely ruined me for the orphan. Or I actually like to borrow a phrase from Kay Warren, Rick Warren's wife. She calls it being gloriously ruined. And I just was. And so I returned back from that trip and I shared with the leadership at my church about the trip. And, you know, I hadn't gone on a trip specifically to see about getting my church involved. Like I said, it was really just a personal step for me. But as I shared about my experience of the trip, they really felt like God was doing something in me and really leading our church to become involved in starting a partnership with Children's Hope Chest over in Russia. So we ended up sponsoring 2 of the orphanages that I had actually visited on that trip. And kind of how it worked was each of the kids in the orphanage had a sponsor for our church, kind of like a, you know, Compassion International type of thing. And then we started taking trips over twice a year to do like summer and then winter camps for the kids, which was just an absolute blast. And so that was kind of how, those were my first steps really into being involved with orphan care ministry.
That is awesome. And just how you followed, you know, seeking out God's will for your life. And then you began sensing what to do. Were you to do this full time?
Yeah.
And friends were telling you to start a ministry?
Yeah. kind of crazy. So we, you know, we've been involved in doing this for a few years, and caring for orphans was basically at this point all I thought about.
Yeah.
You know, I had another job at, I actually was on staff at our church, and but this was kind of all I was thinking about. And so, and I started to get calls from people who would say, you know, you don't know me, but I got your name from so-and-so who said you know a lot about orphan care ministry or adoption, and I just have some questions. So I just found myself meeting pretty regularly with people and getting them started on their journey of either adoption or becoming involved. And then something that I really never expected to happen was that over the course of a couple of years after we had gotten involved in Russia, was that 4 of the kids from one of our orphanages that we sponsored ended up being adopted by families at my church.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was a real turning point for me. Mm. You know, God kind of brought it full circle, and it brought back to me these, you know, the memories of these early days of being really overwhelmed by the statistics and thinking, you know, there's really nothing that I can do. And suddenly God was kind of showing me, gosh, you know, you got to be a part of this. And I felt like, gosh, if God could use me to help do something like that just in my spare time, what could he do if I was giving all of my time to it?
Yeah. And
that's when I really started to pray about doing something full time. And I wasn't even really sure what this something was, you know, what it looked like. I knew it probably had something to do with advocacy. But I did know that I was probably going to have to move because there wasn't any type at that time of a ministry existing in Utah to work for. So I started to kind of share with some friends and you know, what was kind of going on in my heart and that, you know, asking them to pray for me and that I was probably going to have to move. And probably every other person I would share with would say, well, why don't you start something since there's nothing here? And I would literally look at them like, you are crazy. You know, like I remember thinking, I don't do stuff like that. You know, other people do stuff like that. I don't. I just want to join, you know, an existing organization or ministry. So I just kind of brushed it off and went on my way of, you know, looking at potential places, you know, in other states that I could work for. But during that time, I had actually gone to an adoption conference in Nashville, and I was flying home from that conference, and it was actually on the airplane that I felt like God kind of whispered to me, you know, would you stay in Utah and start something because there's nothing there? And it's hard to explain, but suddenly when it came from God, it just kind of made all the sense in the world. You know, when I was hearing it from other people, it just kind of seemed crazy. But when I heard it from him, it just felt really right, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And then he confirmed that, right, through something to do with Orphan Sunday. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So it's kind of crazy. So by this time, I think it's 2010. And so, you know, after this conference, I started to embark on what it would look like, you know, to start some type of an advocacy ministry. And course, you know, I started second guessing myself, as we all do. Did I really hear from God? You know, was that just me? You know, I think that probably was just me and that kind of stuff. But one day, it was just, you know, a few weeks after the conference, and it was actually the day before Orphan Sunday that year. And I had only just heard about Orphan Sunday at this conference that I had been to. But again, it was the day before Orphan Sunday, and I was on Facebook, and I had friended somebody who I had met at the conference who was actually on the leadership for the team, for the National Orphan Sunday team. And he had on his Facebook status that day something like, we're so excited for Orphan Sunday tomorrow. We have churches doing something in every state of the U.S. except for Utah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so I just remember kind of sitting there and, you know, getting chills and just going, okay, I think I'm starting something, you know, I think this is confirmation and I don't know that I'm the best person or the most equipped person, but, I feel like, you know, I'm supposed to do this. And so I, you know, I had the passion, but still I just didn't feel super equipped, or prepared, as I'm sure nobody really does. But, I actually ended up connecting with a church down in Austin, Texas that had a really large orphan care ministry. And I ended up moving down there in 2011 to work at the church and become better equipped. And then I moved back to Salt Lake City in 2013, and I launched for the Orphan Network officially here in Salt Lake.
Wow. So tell us about the work of For the Orphan Network.
Yeah, so For the Orphan, it's a citywide ministry. So it's not just working with my church. It's a citywide ministry that really just, we simply seek to educate and equip local churches to make caring for orphans really just a part of the DNA of who they are. My heart isn't so much along the lines of seeing churches start separate ministries within their church that just a few people would be a part of. My heart really is to see, like I said, churches just make it a part, you know, of just who they are as the church, because it is supposed to be who we are, you know, as the church. And that, you know, everyone can be involved. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you have to bring a child into your home. So one of the things that we love, that I love doing for the orphan, is just bringing awareness to all the other ways that people can be involved. So for the orphan, we partner with organizations within our city, like our local CASA, Royal Family Kids Camp. There was already a mentoring program for kids going on here for kids that were aging out of foster care. And so we act kind of as a bridge organization between the local churches and these organizations that are doing awesome things also. And then something, too, we also just really want to do is just educate and support foster and adoptive families on what it will look like to bring a child into their home, a child that's coming from a difficult and traumatic background, and then really offer them support and training in their journey, because this can be a really just lonely thing, to have a heart for these kids and bring them into your home, knowing that they bring with them just a lot of pain and trying to understand, how do we help support these kids and bring healing to them. So that's a huge part of what we do also.
Incredible and much needed work. So I love how the Lord used Orphan Sunday to confirm his calling you into this work. And I'm on the national leadership team for Orphan Sunday as well. So
yeah,
what has Orphan Sunday looked like there in Utah?
Yeah, it's cool because, like you said, Orphan Sunday is really special to me because of just the catalyst it was in confirming, my call into doing this. And like I said, in 2009 was, when I found out that Utah had never done anything, that we were the only state, really, I guess, at the time that hadn't done anything. So the following year, in 2010, my church did a very first Orphan Sunday. And then since then, it's just been really amazing to see other churches, come on board. I would say that over the past 3 years, we've had about a dozen churches in the state do something. And that might not sound like a lot, but, in Utah, evangelicals make up, I think the statistic is like less, is either like 1% or less than 1% of the entire state. So there aren't a ton of churches here, although it's growing, and it's amazing to see what God has done even in the last 5 or 10 years of bringing new church plants in and stuff. So a dozen is pretty big.
Yeah, a dozen.
And the churches all do something different. Some give their entire service to it. Others do something smaller. Maybe it's not even something that happens during the service, but it's maybe a table in the lobby, with information on local foster care or, some other way to be involved, or it's, an announcement in the bulletin. Or I always tell people that I work with, just take whatever you can get. When you go to leadership, just take whatever you can get and, start small, and, starting small, I think, is sometimes the best way to do that. So it's pretty fun just to see the churches jump on board. And now I get churches and, leadership who are calling me about getting involved in Orphan Sunday instead of me having to call them, which I still do, but it's awesome to finally also, get the people who are coming to me who want to do something.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
So that's exciting. A dozen churches over the past several years. Can you share, Amy, an Orphan Sunday story of impact?
Yeah. There's so many. I think one that's probably super special to me, it just came out of from my own church from a few years ago. I usually speak at my church on Orphan Sunday, and I always get a lot of people afterwards who want to come and talk, and they're excited to get involved in any way, or they're possibly looking into adoption and foster care. So it's great to talk with them, and even do meetings with them after. And but you don't always hear kind of the stories, of what actually happened with these people. But it was fun because, again, this was a few years ago. It was like the following Mother's Day, actually, after Orphan Sunday, I got a message from a lady in our church whose family had actually adopted a little girl out of foster care that year. And she just sent me a message, and she said, "I just wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day. Because we wouldn't have our daughter had we not heard you speak on Orphan Sunday last year."
Wow.
And so it's just, it's those types of stories that make, you know, every hard or challenging part of leading an orphan care ministry just, you know, absolutely more than worth it, you know? I love hearing those stories of impact. And like I said, I don't always get to hear what they are. So when I do, it's just, it kind of gives me fuel to, you know, okay, keep going. This is what you're supposed to be doing. You're, you know, you're doing exactly what you're, what, you know, God, it's like God, you know, giving me a little whisper of going, you know, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. And Orphan Sunday is an incredible, like you call it a catalyst for launching you into orphan ministry. It was the catalyst mm-hmm. that launched me into orphan ministry. You know, and here we are having this conversation today. So we just want our listeners to know that Orphan Sunday, it's an initiative of Christian Alliance for Orphans. It's one day for the church mm-hmm. to stand with one voice for one purpose, to advocate for the orphan, for the foster child. Orphan Sunday is the second Sunday of November annually, and this year it is on November 11th, 2018. So we invite your church to observe Orphan Sunday, or the foster care focused version of Orphan Sunday, which we call Stand Sunday. You can learn more and obtain free resources right at the website orphansunday.org. Super simple. So, Amy, as we begin to wrap up here, what is on your heart that you really want our listeners to hear today?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things, but one of the things that you had asked me that earlier, just maybe share something, probably the first thing that came to my heart is that, you know, I had mentioned that this woman was wishing me, you know, a happy Mother's Day, and kind of the irony of that, and you had mentioned it earlier, is that I don't have any kids, biological or adopted. I'm not married. I hope to one day. But I think a lot of people find that really interesting, because usually the people who are involved in this type of ministry are people who have adopted kids or foster kids. And that makes total sense, because, you know, obviously when you're doing it, the passion for it is, you know, so very real. For whatever reason, God just gave me this passion for it. I don't really know how it happened. I didn't go out looking for it. You know, he just kind of gave it to me. But I would love to encourage anyone who is listening, who is single, that this is a huge area where you can have a ton of impact. Because honestly, as somebody who is single and doesn't have the responsibilities of a family right now, I can give so much of my time to being a voice for, not just for the kids, but for the families. The families who have adopted or fostered, they just don't have that kind of time. But I do, and other single people do. And, you know, you have that time to set up a support group for that family who's adopting or fostering, or to organize, an Empower to Connect conference, or organize a respite night. You know, there's endless amounts of ways that you can serve. And like I said, I hope to have a family and be a mom one day. But in the meantime, I just felt like that this is how God has asked me to serve during this season of life. And so if you're single, you know, don't rule out the fact that you can just, you know, you can have a voice in this, and you can have a huge impact. And it's just something that is so needed. I would love to see more single people step up and really take lead, so that, you know, especially the adoptive and foster families who, you know, are really needing to focus on just what's going on in their home, can kind of, you know, let somebody else maybe lead and serve in that way. So, so I just would love to encourage anybody out there who's single. And one of the great maybe things to start with is become, a state representative for Orphan Sunday. They're needed, you know, in every state, and it's something that's, you know, pretty, simple to walk into, and you'll get a lot of support from leadership team, and it's just an amazing thing to do, and just see what happens, you know, and see what grows out of, you know, maybe just setting up the very first Orphan Sunday at your church.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what I would love to share.
Oh, I love that. Love that. Amy, how can our listeners connect with you if they want to learn more about your work or about Orphan Sunday?
Yeah. So it's funny, we actually, you know, in 5 years into this ministry, and we're just now setting up a website. So our website is still in the works, but in the meantime, we have a Facebook page. It's called For the Orphan Network SLC. So you can find our page and you can send me a message through that. And yeah, would love to connect with anyone who, you know, would want to talk more either about, you know, the work that I do, about maybe setting up and doing something, you know, in their city, in their state. Would love to connect with anybody.
Awesome. Amy, thank you for all you are doing on behalf of vulnerable children there in Utah. And thank you for sharing your story today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
It was an honor. And I just, you know, my heart, I just love to hear when people just have a heart to be obedient to God's call, whatever that is. And he gets the glory. So,
yes.
So thank you. And thank you, our listeners, for listening to Orphans No More today. You can find more episodes on our website at justicefororphansny.org. Just click podcast and they all come up there. And don't forget to put Orphan Sunday. Get it on your church calendar. Justice for Orphans is a nonprofit ministry on a mission to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. We inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls them to. Sometimes it all begins with Orphan Sunday. So to learn more, you can contact me, Sandra Flack, at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.